राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी, जय गिरिवरधारी, जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रजजनरंजन, जय यशोदानंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन, जय यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Dhyam Vishabhad Paramahamsa Prabhupada Shotara Chata Shri Srimad is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prabhupada Shotara Chata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Kaho Jai Shri Krishna Jai Danya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Janitai Gaur Premanande All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious Sri Guru Gauranga, all glorious Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Verse 77. Nayasya sakshat bhava padma jadi bhi rupam dhiya vastutayo pavarnitam maunena bhaktyo pashamena bhujita Prasida tamesha sasattva dampatihi Nayasya saksha bhava padma jadibhi Rupam dhiyavastutayo pavarnitam Maunena bhaktyo pashamena pujita Prasida tamesha sadattva tampati Nayasya sakshat bhava padma jadibhi Rupam dhiyavastutayo pavarnitam Maunena bhaktyo pashamena pujita Prasida tamesha sasattva tampati Nayasya saksha bhava padma jadibhi रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्यो वशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वतां पति न यस्य साक्षात् भवपद्मजादिभिः रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्यो पशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वदाम्पति नयस्य साक्षात् भवपद्मजादिभिः रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्योपशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वतां पति माताजी नयस्य साक्षात् भवपद्मजादिभिः रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्योपशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वतां पति नयस्य साक्षात् भवपद्मजादिभिः रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्यो वशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वतां पति नयस्य साक्षात् भवपद्मजादिभिः रूपं धिया वस्तुतयोपवर्णितम् मौनेन भक्त्योपशमेन पूजिता प्रसीदतामेष स सात्वतां पति वर्ड टू अ ट्रांसलेशन रेस्पॉन्सिबिली प्लीज ना नोट यस्य ऑफ हुम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण साक्षात डायरेक्टली भावा बाय लॉर्ड शिवा Patmaja Adibhihi, Lord Brahma and others, Rupam, the form, Dhiya, by meditation, Vastutaya, factually, Upavarnitam, could be explained, Maunena, by silence, Bhaktya, by devotion service. Upashamena, by finishing all material activities. Pujita, one who is so worshipped. Prasidatam, may be pleased with us. Eshaha, this. Saha, the same personality of Godhead. Sattvatam, of the devotees. Patihi, who is the maintainer, master and guide. Translation, present here now is the same personality of Godhead, whose true form cannot be understood even by such great personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is realized by devotees because of their unflinching surrender. May that same personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of his devotees and who is worshipped by silence, by devotional service
and by cessation of material activities be pleased with us. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Krishna is not properly understood even by such exalted personalities as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. What to speak of ordinary men? But by His causeless mercy, He bestows the benediction of devotion upon His devotees, who can thus understand Krishna as He is. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvatah. No one within this universe can understand Krishna in truth, but if one engages in devotion service, one can understand Him perfectly well. This is also confirmed by the Lord in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 7:1. Maya sakta manah partha yogam yunjan madashraya asamshayam samagramam yatha jnayati tachrunu. Now, hear, O son of Pratha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Lord Krishna Himself teaches how one can understand Him perfectly well without a doubt. Not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instructions of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. After instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni prays for the Lord's blessings that He be pleased with everyone, that everyone become perfect in God consciousness and return home back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rakhunathanyutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanyutamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchagalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Bhutair Mahatbhir Yaima Puro Vibhu Nurmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhungte Gunan Shodasha Shodashatmaka Solangrishishta Bhagavan Vachamsime. Hare Krishna. These sections of verses are very important, starting from two verses before. Last two verses have been quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Prabhupada, glorifying the position of devotees as well as that of devotion service bhakti. You have all read Nectar of Devotion, and in the very beginning of Nectar of Devotion, there are different qualities, characteristics of bhakti that are mentioned, of which what is the ultimate quality of bhakti that is mentioned? Who can remember? There are many characteristics of bhakti are mentioned. Which is the final one that is mentioned? Can you remember any qualities of bhakti that is mentioned in Nectar Devotion? No. The characteristics of bhakti are mentioned as pretty much six characteristics are mentioned, right? All auspicious, yeah. So, Klesha, Agni, Shubhada, that is all auspicious. Klesha, Agni and Shubhada, which are completely manifested, or we can say completely manifested from Nishtha onwards. What are the other two characteristics? Yes. Before that, anyone remember? Very rare, Sudurlabha, and Yeah, that is Sudurlabha, not rarely obtained. And this is also a character of Bhava Bhakti. What is another one? Moksha Laghutakrit. It belittles or minimizes the possession of moksha. And then finally, there are two. One you mentioned, Sandrananda Visheshatma, condensed bliss that is experienced by a pure devotee. And exactly, Shri Krishna Agarshani. So in describing Shri Krishna Agarshani, last two verses have been quoted by Rupa Goswami and explained by Srila Prabhupada. Because the definition of Shri Krishna Agarshani, what is the meaning of Shri Krishna Agarshani, means the pure devotion can attract Krishna. It can bring Krishna under control. So this is the top quality of bhakti, pure devotion. So it is mentioned, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priyavarga Samanyutam Bhaktir Vashikarotiti Shri Krishna Agarshani Mata. This is the definition of Shri Krishna Agarshani. Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam makes Krishna Prema Bhak, meaning one who is addicted to, attached to love of his devotees. So he himself becomes attached to his devotees because of the devotion. Then it is not just in that way Krishna is attracted. So Krishna has to go to his devotees, but not only Krishna. So that is the point. That is explained that Priyavarga Samanyutam. What is the meaning of Priyavarga Samanyutam? Along with all his dear devotees. So the pure devotion attracts not only Krishna, but Krishna along with all other devotees. So to establish this point, Rupa Goswami quotes two verses before. That is one context. And here, specifically, these verses are narrated, given by Narada Muni to glorify Pandavas. Why is it so? And we can see the same verses in the 10th chapter as well. 7:10:48. The same verse, which was given two verses before. Why is it so? Why is it given? Because after describing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Narasimhadev, Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling a bit discouraged in oneself, or feeling himself very low, that I am not a devotee at all. The Lord came perfectly to protect Prahlad, but who am I? I am not even a devotee. I am such a low devotee. This is the feeling of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So this is the quality of a great devotee. They are feeling very humble. So to encourage this, encourage Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Muni spoke all these verses. That is towards the end, as well as one verse in the 10th chapter of the same canto. So if you see, Bhagavatam is very personal. Narada Muni is having conversation to Yudhishthira Maharaj. That is the entire 7th canto, right from the beginning. And Narada Muni can feel what's going on in the heart of his listener, Yudhishthira Maharaj. And so he wanted to encourage. And there is no reason to be discouraged for Yudhishthira Maharaj and all other Pandavas, because we know how great they are. However, this is the symptom of, again, pure devotion and being a sensitive speaker, Narada Muni encourages Yudhishthira Maharaj. And that is the verse before, in a couple of verses before we chanted, Yuyam nirloke bahubhuri bhaga logam punana munayo bhayanti eshan grihana vasati di sakshat gudham param brahma manushyalingam. So it mentioned, you are bahubhuri bhaga, you are the most fortunate, you are extremely fortunate. Why? Because all these great sages are frequently visiting to your palace. Why? Because Gudham Param Brahma Manushyalingam, the Supreme Lord, he looks like an ordinary human being. He is staying at your place, in one sense, not proclaiming his glories, just as your friend, as your guru, as your cousin, that was the verse before, as a Matuleya. Matula means uncle. Matuleya means son of his uncle. As a cousin. In this way, and even Vidhikrit. Yesterday's verse it was meant Vidhikrit. Vidhi means order. Krit means one who performs the order, order carrier. Like a Kinkara. Just as a servant. In this way, the Supreme Lord stayed with you. So why are you discouraged? You are a great devotee. Not only you, all the Pandavas, your mother, all your relatives, they are all great devotees. It is like sometimes a guru, a Maharaj comes, may stay at a Grihastha's place. And then many other Maharajas to visit your guru may visit there. All the devotees will go there. Right? Why? Because a spiritual master is staying there. A Guru Maharaj is staying there. So everyone is attracted to that place. Right? If you want darshan, we will go there. So this is how it is. Now it is not just the Guru. It is the Supreme Guru. Jagat Guru. And he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Guru of all three worlds. Tribhuvana Guru. That is the Supreme Lord. And he is staying with the Pandavas. And so all the pure devotees are visiting. And who are those devotees? Are they normal? Logam punana muneha. Logam punana. They themselves can purify the entire world. Isn't it? They are visiting. They are just going to see. They are telling, okay, we had to visit your kingdom. Because the Kshatriya kings, right? Pandavas, they are just simply going there. Because they know that the Supreme Lord is residing with Pandavas. So this is the greatness of Pandavas. So they are staying there. And they are always with the Supreme Lord. So we can also hear a similar instance in Srimad Bhagavatam, this kind of a conversation where a devotee, even though a pure devotee, is being discouraged hearing the glories of some other devotee. Can anyone remember? And it's pretty much similar verses elsewhere quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam. The answer is right in front of you in one sense. Who got discouraged apparently? Means the feeling of a very humble feeling. I am not even a devotee. Yudhishthir, that is already done. Someone else. And I'll give you a clue. He's a king. And he's related to Pandavas. Parikshit Maharaj, that's right. Parikshit Maharaj. So in the fifth canto also similar incident took place. Narada Muni explained there all those verses. Actually Sugadev explained glories of Priyavrata and then further, you know, up to Jadabharat, and all those pastimes were described. After hearing everything, Maharaj Parikshit started feeling, I am not even a devotee. Am I a devotee? Did I get any mercy from the Lord? So this is the feeling in humility. So again, Sugadeva Goswami, he again narrated a verse which is very, very similar, glorifying the Pandavas. Glorifying whom? Glorifying the Pandavas. Because the direct connection, right? From Parikshit to Pandavas, it is your grandfather, right? It's such a strong relation. So he says, Rajan, Rajan Padiraram, Padir Gururalam, Bhavatam Yadunam, Devam Priya, Kulapadir kwacha kingarova astueva manga bhagavan bhajatam mukundo muktim dadadi karhijit Smana Bhakti Yogam. He says, same point. Rajan, O king, don't worry like this. Krishna became your pati as the protector, as the master, guru as a spiritual master for you as well as Yaduna, for the Yadu dynasty as well. Then Priya, very dear one, Kulapati. Krishna himself became the Kulapati. And finally he says, Kinkarova, Vidhikrit, as mentioned in the previous verse. Kinkara, just as a servant. So then he concludes, Muktim dadati karhichit, smana bhakti yogam. The Lord can give liberation very easily. Muktim dadati, if you want liberation from the material clutches, the Lord can give very easily. Smana bhakti yogam. But bhakti yogam, he will not give so easily. He will not give devotion service so easily. Pure devotion, he will not give so easily. So that we can see even in this verse, it is mentioned that even the great personalities couldn't understand Krishna as he is. Who are mentioned? Who couldn't understand Krishna as he is? Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Then we may wonder, why is it so mentioned? We know they are great devotees. Did they know Krishna? Yes, they knew the Supreme Lord. But why is it mentioned like this? That here very clearly, Nayasya Sakshat Bhava Patmajadibhi. Bhava is referring to Lord Shiva and Padmaja. Padmaja is Lord Brahma, is born from the Lord of Adibhi. And other devatas, other demigods, they couldn't. Dobam Rupam Dhiya Vastutayopa Varnitam. Dhiya, by their intelligence, they couldn't understand. By meditation, they couldn't understand the original form of the Lord. Why is it so? One reason, and interestingly enough, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are often quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam as the benchmark. Isn't it? If anywhere to mention, even Brahma and Shiva couldn't understand, then what to speak about anyone else? In that fashion, even Sri Lakshmi Devi is also mentioned. Even Lakshmi Devi couldn't obtain the mercy, then what to speak about anyone else? So they are used as the benchmark, as a standard. So why Brahma is mentioned or Lord Shiva is mentioned? On one level, it is a position. Lord Brahma is a position, and it's not necessarily they are pure devotees. We know our Brahma is a pure devotee. That is one point. Not necessarily they are pure devotees. So here the purport, the point is, only through bhakti can one understand the Supreme Lord. That is one point. But on the other side, our Brahma is a pure devotee or not? Yes, he is a pure devotee. Our Brahma is a pure devotee. He had direct darshan of the Supreme Lord right in the beginning of creation. He is a pure devotee. But still it is mentioned, he couldn't know Krishna. Why? Because to know Krishna as he is, in his most intimate aspects, there is a degree of devotion that is required, a degree of bhakti, a prema bhakti that is required. Then only can one understand Krishna as he is in Vrindavan. So here it is referring to the intimate relationship with Krishna. Pandavas had that intimate relationship, not exactly like in Vrindavan, but still they had intimate relationship. And we know Brahma as well as all the demigods misunderstood the position of Krishna. That's what's mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know this verse, right? Bibhrat venum jatharapatayo shringa vetraya jagakshay. Krishna was sitting in front, between all the cowherd boys and having a good time. So the demigod, Sorge loke mishadi bubhuje yajnabhuk dhanak balakeli. Sorge loke, they were sitting in the Sorge loka. Not only Brahma, but all the demigods. And mishadi bubhuje, as he was eating along with his friend, they couldn't understand. Because Krishna was having fun. It's mentioned that as Krishna was sitting with all the cowherd boys, you know, there was a bumblebee came there. And as the bumblebee came there, Krishna started speaking. Oh, bumblebee, you are coming near Madhumangal. You are going to kill a Brahmana soon. So everyone started laughing. You know, Madhumangal is the Brahmana. He likes to eat. And Krishna was joking. And Krishna was eating with his left hand. And people were taking, his Gopa friends were taking from Krishna's plate. And as it is mentioned, in this verse also it is mentioned, he has some fruits, pickled fruits, in between the fingers. And he is eating rice with yogurt. Not opulent food, think about it. Just rice and yogurt. So seeing this, all the demigods got bewildered. Not only Brahma, but other demigods also got bewildered. We know about Indra. He acted so inimically towards Krishna. So everyone got bewildered because they didn't have the love that Vrajavasis had. So there is a degree of love for Krishna. So it is mentioned further, it is explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that they could understand generally Krishna as the Supreme Lord, in general, not all the time, but generally they had that understanding Krishna as the Supreme Lord. But the intimate nature of Krishna is bewildering to them. This is the point. So that's why Brahma got bewildered. Brahma knew, I know, theoretically, that he is Narayan. Later he will say Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam atmanyadhisha akhila lokasakshi Narayanongam jalabhujalayanat tachayva tatyana tavayva maya. Here in the tent, in the Brahma's prayers, he understands he is Narayan. But when the intimate leela is displayed, even Brahma got bewildered. Because he lacks that kind of love. So there is a degree of devotion is mentioned, and that is very important. And that's why their names are used to classify the devotees, to show what is the highest. They are, again, they are pure devotees. Our Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are pure devotees. However, they cannot be compared to devotees who are more intimate in that sense. So it's a comparison purpose, it is shown. So on the absolute level, they have love? Yes, they have love. There is no doubt about it. But again, there are degrees of love. This is the interesting aspect of philosophy that is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We classify even the absolute. We classify even that which is non-dual. Advaya, still we classify for the understanding sake. For example, Madhvas in general, they don't read the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. Why? Because our sampradaya acharya is Brahma. And if we are talking about the 13th and 14th, Brahma Vimohana Lila. How can the acharya get bewildered? So for us, we don't have any problem. We understand. So that's why we understand there are degrees of love also, degrees of bhakti also. Even in pure devotion, there are different degrees. And that's why we understand there are different levels of devotees, and Krishna himself manifests in different degrees in different dhams. So it is very important to understand. That's why Vrindavan, Madhura, Dwaraka, Ayodhya, everywhere pure devotees are there, everywhere Supreme Lord is there, but there are degrees. That's the reason Brihad Bhagavatamrita is very important. Of course, it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but Brihad Bhagavatamrita is very important. Sanatana Goswami explains very categorically through pastimes in both books, part one and part two. And that's why it's considered one of the initial books that we have to read in Goswami literature. After studying Srila Prabhupada's books thoroughly, when we approach Goswami literature, the first one to read is Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Because the objective is very well defined. Sanatan Goswami is a Sambandha Acharya. So given that, establishes, okay, what is our objective? What is our relationship? What are we aiming at? Everything is very systematically explained. So much so that there will not be any confusion. Two pastimes and very elaborate. So that's the importance of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We'll quote a few verses and description from Brihad Bhagavatamrita today. And now, if you see further, even Uddhava, in his meeting with gopis, he also refers to Lord Brahma. Because he was also bewildered in one sense. He himself, he is the topmost devotee among the Yadavas, still he got bewildered seeing the devotion of the gopis. Generally all the Vrajavasis and the top two levels, he was bewildered completely witnessing the emotions and activities of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. That is the 46th chapter of the 10th canto. He was completely bewildered. He couldn't really understand what they're going through. And Nanda Maharaj is thinking, Uddhava, yeah, I understand he is the great devotee from Dwaraka, but what we are going through is completely different. And when he came to gopis, and that is the beginning of the 47th chapter, Bhramara Gita, hearing those verses, different gopis, including Radharani, are narrating different verses, hearing that, Uddhava got bewildered. And he stayed for a few months. Interestingly enough, he stayed for a few months in Vrindavan. And so, while staying, Uddhava was able to narrate pastimes of the Lord to gopis. And in that way, all the so much of sorrow in separation gopis had, they got relieved from that. That's why Uddhava, one of the meaning of Uddhava is Utsava. Uddhava means Utsava, means festival. Uddhava has the meaning of Utsava in Sanskrit. So because he brought a festival to the gopis. And finally, after staying all those, it is mentioned that Uddhava went to a corner in Vrindavan and he started narrating those verses, you know, five or six verses. There he mentions, you know, Kim Brahma Janmabhir Ananda Katharasasya. Kim Brahma Janmabhir. What's the use of Brahma's birth? There's no use. Why? Eta param tanibhudo bhuvi gopavadhyo govinda eva nikhilatmani rudha bhava. So he glorifies the special love that gopis have for Krishna. Rudha bhava. And this word, rudha bhava, is specifically quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, explaining the love of gopis. So that is the topmost. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita, the basis is Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially the 10th canto. So to understand more Chaitanya Charitamrita, we need to study Bhagavatam, and to understand Bhagavatam more, we need to study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are mutually connected, very important. So what's the use of even Brahma's birth? That's what Uddhava is asking. And it is mentioned that here Brahma is again mentioned in these verses, even in the glorification of Uddhava, Brahma's name is mentioned. Again, Jiva Goswami mentions to show there are categories of devotees. So he's mentioned starting from Brahma. Brahma is considered the benchmark, the lowest level in that category. And then Shiva is there. And then Lakshmi Devi is there. So it's all going higher and higher. So we can understand, even they couldn't obtain the mercy that the residents of Vrindavan obtained. So that is a point that's been made. And in here, it's not specifically talking about the residents of Vrindavan. Rather, it's about the Pandavas, because they are great devotees. They had such intimate association with Krishna, and they're always thinking how to bring Krishna to their abode. Always thinking. It's mentioned when Narada Muni visited Pandavas, they are having meeting in the assembly. The meeting is on what pretext we can bring Krishna to their kingdom. They were thinking, maybe the enemies are attacking. We need protection. Krishna, please come. Then they are thinking, we don't have any enemies. We have conquered. We are the emperors. Now there are no enemies. So Krishna will not believe. Or shall we say something else? Or there is some other calamity that has stuck on us. So in this way, they are planning, they are trying to bring Krishna. This is the intimate relationship of Pandavas to Krishna. It is mentioned, Mother Kunti, she is a pure devotee. Once she heard about Krishna's glories from Akrura. It's mentioned when she heard one time about Krishna from Akrura, immediately she became completely ecstatic in love of Godhead. Just hearing once from Akrura about Krishna. So this is the devotion of Mother Kunti Maharani. And it is mentioned, Yadavas have captured Krishna. They will not let Krishna go. Can you imagine? Yadavas will not allow Krishna to go out of Dwaraka. But it is mentioned, Kunti Devi, by her prayers, she was able to capture Krishna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was able to capture Krishna. And they were able to keep Krishna in their kingdom for a prolonged time. It's very interesting. So this is the devotion of the Pandava, such intimate relationship. So Narada Muni glorifies the residents of their kingdom, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is mentioned, Yudhishthira Maharaj is so intimate to Krishna that only by the will of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj had the kingdom which was greater than even the heaven. Can you imagine? The Yudhishthira kingdom on earth was even glorious than heavenly kingdom. So then, why? Because of Krishna. It is mentioned that Kunti Maharani was so attached to her sons, Pandavas. It's not just because they were her sons, but because they were dear to Krishna. Can you imagine? This is the level of devotion of Kunti Maharani. We can say, hey, Kunti Maharani will be very attached to her sons, because own sons, everyone will be attached. No, Kunti Maharani is such a great devotee that her attachment to her sons, the prime reason was that they were dear to Krishna. This is pure devotion service. Can you imagine? So this is the glory of Pandavas. And it is mentioned, Arjuna's friendship with Krishna is known throughout the world. Yesterday also Mataji quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita. He Krishna, he Yadava, he Sakayati. Ajanada Mahimananto Veda Maya Pramada Pranayana Vapi. After seeing the Vishwarup, Arjuna is telling him, what did I do? I slept on the same bed. Ate together. So this is the devotion of the Pandavas. And for Bhimasen, the Lord wanted to give him the credit of killing Jarasandha. Because otherwise, his formidable enemy. So he wanted to make sure that, okay, Bhima gets the credit. So this is a very intimate connection. And how about Nakula and Sahadeva? Nakula and Sahadeva, such a great devotees that they proclaimed in the beginning of Rajasuya sacrifice that for Agra Puja, for the utmost worship, there is none other than Krishna. Krishna must be worshipped. And the whole assembly, all the kings who assembled, accepted that point. He was telling everyone such a great devotees, and Narada Muni further makes a point, once in the courtroom of Kauravas with me and other sages present, Krishna said of you, who is telling this? Narada Muni is telling to the Pandavas, okay? Once in the courtroom of Kauravas with me and other sages present, Krishna said of you, a friend of Pandavas is my friend and their enemy my enemy. The Pandavas are my very life heirs. So this is the intimate connection of the Pandavas with the Supreme Lord. So can you see? This is the greatest position of Pandavas in relation to Krishna. And that's why Narada Muni glorifies them. And why? Because of their bhakti. And that's been glorified. And in here, Srila Prabhupada quoted a couple of verses. One is, Bhaktiyamam Abhijanati, famous verse. Only can I be understood as I am by bhakti. And also, Maya Saktamana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madashraya. Very important verse from the 7th chapter. Where Krishna is assuring, yes, this is the process by which you can know me full. Generally, in the religious paths, this is not mentioned. Can you know? There is no conclusive statement that we can know God completely without any doubt. Asamshayam samagramam yatha nyayasi sachrunu. Asamshayam, without any doubt. Come on, this is Krishna is telling, Krishna is proclaiming. We can know Krishna completely through the path of hearing. There it's mentioned, hearing. Shrutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam. In the third canto, in Brahma's prayer, he mentioned, Shrutekshita patho. Our path is Shruta Ikshita. How? By hearing. Hearing the path of seeing through hearing. This is the path. And then Srila Prabhupada makes a very, very important point towards the end of the purport. What is that? Now, not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instruction of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. Everyone. So, Prabhupada assures that everyone can know Krishna. In this regard, Jiva Goswami makes a very interesting statement. He says that even a sadhaka bhakta, we are sadhaka, we are trying to ഡു സാധന ഭക്തി ചാൻറിങ് 16 റൗണ്ട്സ് ഫോളോയിങ് ഫോർ റെഗുലേറ്റ് പ്രിൻസിപ്പിൾസ് ഈവൻ എ സാധക ഭക്ത ക്യാൻ കം ടു ദ സ്റ്റേജ് ഓഫ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ് ഫിയർലെസ്നെസ് ബൈ ദ മേഴ്സി ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ എ സാധക ഭക്ത ക്യാൻ ഡയറക്ട്ലി പെർസീവ് the hands of Krishna in one's life and through which one can experience fearlessness. A sadhaka. So we are trying to be sadhakas, right? So this is the assurance given. And the point is, from the beginning of our devotion, we can experience Krishna in this way. And no other paths, this is not possible. A jnani, yogi, karmi, they cannot experience whatever their objective is right from the beginning. Not possible. A karmi working hard to get something, maybe karmi mean in the Vedic karmi, not the material sense gratifier. Vedic karmi has to perform so much of ritualistic activities, then at the end one can go to heaven. But the process in itself is not susukham kartum avyam. There is no experience of heavenly planets while sitting here. But for a devotee, bliss is there, right here, right? One experience happiness. One experience hands of Krishna in one's life, right from the beginning. So Jiva Goswami says, this is the speciality of bhakti. It is pratyakshavagamam, right from the beginning. I'll quote another interesting verse about bhakti, because the glorification of bhakti from the 11th canto, chapter 2. Very interesting. It is spoken by Kavi to, among the Nava Yogendras, Kavi to Maharaj Nimi. He says, Yanastaya Narorajan na Pramadeyata Karhichit Dhavan Nimilyavanetre na Skalena na Padediha. Dhavan. Do you know the meaning of Dhavan? Dhavati. Running. Okay. Nimila Netra. What's the meaning of Nimila Netra? Any idea? Closed eyes. Say, a devotee may run on the path of devotion service with closed eyes. Still, he will not fall down. This is what Kavi is telling. One may close, in the path of devotion service, one can close the eyes and one can run. Still, one will not fall down. Krishna will protect. Is it true? And further, this is explained further by, this verse is further explained by Siddhartha Swami. He explains that usually Shruti and Smriti are the eyes of the Brahmanas. Shruti and Smriti. So if you are one-eyed, what do you call? In Hindi, what do you call? No, one eye. What do you call in Hindi if you are one-eyed? Kana. That's right, Kana. So Siddhartha Swami mentioned the same point. If one doesn't know Shruti, one is a Kana. And if one doesn't know Shruti and Smriti, one is Andha. So he says, for a devotee, one may not know Shruti and Smriti. But still, so in that way one can say he's Andha. But no, he's been protected by the Supreme Lord, even at the stage of sadhana level. So a devotee can run on the path of devotion, Krishna will protect. And success is assured. We can see this is what is running on the path of devotion. It's not just sadhana. Sadhana is very important. But dedicated, responsible service. If one take service as our own, if we take service as our wealth, and if we do that nicely for the pleasure of Krishna with that consciousness, that is running on the path of bhakti, then nothing to worry. If we may not know so much Shruti, we may not know so much Smriti, that's okay. Closed eyes, one can run. There is protection of Krishna. We know at the time of Srila Prabhupada, we have heard so many pastimes of those devotees who followed Srila Prabhupada and they achieved so many things in Krishna service. So it's not just external achievement, but they became very advanced devotees. There is a wealth of devotion that obtained by their dedicated service. Not only Srila Prabhupada's time, even after Srila Prabhupada, whoever dedicated in Krishna service, they got the wealth of devotion. Not just about external achievements, but they have the wealth of devotion. We can see that again and again, isn't it? Recently we heard about the glories of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Such amazing glories, isn't it? And we heard when he was speaking, he was speaking the absolute truth, very powerful, but it was not so graphic, it was not so loud, it was not quoting too many verses. But the power of devotion, the purity was piercing the heart. And so we can see so many things happened in Krishna's service, dedication. In Krishna's service, we can see they may not be gurus, they may be simple devotees, but we can see how devotees have dedicated their life in Krishna's service. So that counts, and that is running closed eyes. Then we don't need to think, you know, what will happen to my material life, what will happen to this, what will happen to this. No, Krishna will look after. There is no doubt about it. That is the closed eyes. And so Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, this is applicable only in Bhagavad Dharma. In all dharmas other than Bhagavad Dharma, one must consider the conditioned soul's qualification. But a soul surrendered to the Lord is never confounded by error, even if unqualified in all other respects. Nobody is asking what is our background. This is material thought. Vaishnava Jadi Buddhi. The place of birth. What did we do before coming to Krishna consciousness? What caste one belongs to? Which part of the world we took birth? These are all material. Doesn't matter. Krishna assures one will go back home, back to God. That's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So this Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj makes it very clear. And of course, for that dedicated service, definitely we need good sadhana. Need good chanting as well as study of Shastra and listening. That gives us the boost. That gives us the reminder what we need to do and what mood we need to perform. And with that, if you do dedicated service, and what is dedicated service? Not just externally dedicated, but we had to think internally, this is an offering to Krishna. Whatever service we are doing, we have to very clearly think it's an offering to Krishna. And if we are not thinking naturally, we need to make it as a practice. And then we see that there is a difference. So now if you see, I was thinking about a comparison between ISKCON currently and ISKCON maybe 30 or 40 years back. Now if you see, we have a lot of support. There are chanting workshops, there are this seminar, that seminar, so many books, isn't it? That time devotee didn't have all those kind of things. But they had one thing. They were dedicated to Krishna service. So now if you see, we need to imbibe that mood. If we have that, then success is guaranteed. Because we have support from all other directions in terms of how to chant. We have heard so many japa workshops, japa seminars. We have attended so many retreats. Now where we need to focus is real application. And going deeper. Deeper means doing it as an offering to Krishna. Any service as an offering to Krishna. And then we will see the difference. And that is what is required. And in that way, if we serve, as it is mentioned, everyone has the opportunity to know Krishna as he is. Not only the Pandavas. So Srila Prabhupada is broadly opening it up for all of us without any particular qualification. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or any comments? Yes, Mataji. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
In the translation, it's mentioned, may that same personality of Godhead, who is maintainer of his devotees and who is worshipped by silence. Hmm. Can you please elaborate on that point a bit?
So here the different processes are mentioned. Maunena, Bhaktiya, Upashamanena, Pujitaha. Three things are mentioned. One is Mauna, one is Bhakti, and one is Upashamana. All are important, even in devotion service. Bhakti we know, devotion service. Upashamana, stopping materialistic activities. Now, specifically, stoppage of materialistic activities are mentioned in Jnana. Even Mauna is also specifically mentioned for Jnana Yogis because they stop the so-called materialistic activities. Whereas for devotees, this Mauna and Upashamana are directed towards Krishna himself. upashamana, or we don't stop material activities, rather we spiritualize material activities. We connect the so-called material activities to Krishna. So-called. The reason is, even to everyone has to work. This is the point mentioned in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Gives a list of bodily activities. Right? It's mentioned, it's a very good point, mentioned in the 11th canto again, maybe in the same section of verses, I caught it now from the 2nd chapter, conversation between Kavi and King Nimi. There, Kayena Vacha Manasendriyerva Buddhyatmanava Niyata Svabhavat Karomi Yasyat Sakalam Parasme Narayanayati Samarpayet Tat. So this is a very famous verse, you might have heard all the time. Actually, it's meaning by body, mind, words and any other natural activities, whatever I perform, I offer everything to Narayan. So that is a point. So offering, it's a verse of offering. So this verse is being chanted everywhere. Actually, if you see any ritualistic ceremonies also, we chant this verse before. Of course, we don't need to do ritualistic ceremonies. But the point is, this is the mentality that we need. Now, when you talk about upashamana, in jnanis, they stop the activities, whereas devotees offer the activities in service of Krishna. So 5th chapter explains, one can stop all the activities, but how can one stop maintenance of the body? So in this regard, Vishwanathacharya Thakur explains in the 11th canto chapter 2, commentary to verse 45, that a devotee should offer in this way. He says, a karmi does all the ritualistic activities. He thinks, if I please the demigod, I can go to their abode. So there is a constant meditation is there. Even though there are difficulties, I do those activities so that I can get to the Swarga. A sense gratifier, not a karmi, a sense gratifier, he works hard, right? Sense gratifier has to work hard. It's not so pleasing to work hard. You know, you go to work Monday to Friday, not so easy. Why he or she does work hard? Because knows that I can enjoy. So the objective is very clear. And since the objective is clear, even if one feels a bit disheartened at time and time, still he or she will work hard. Similarly, Vishwanathacharya Thakur says, a devotee should think, this is for the pleasure of Krishna. So he says, this is the meditation that a devotee has to come upon. It may not be every single moment, but overall, because sometimes when we absorbed in a service, we may not think directly of Krishna, but we may be caught up in the details, which is fine. But at the end, at the before, in between, we need to think, this is for the pleasure of Krishna. If I am doing nicely, Krishna is pleased. So in this way, we can do the offering. So this is the upashamana for the devotees. And when it is bhakti, bhakti is directly speaking about, directly serving Krishna, and also it's called the surupasiddha bhakti. Svarupasiddha bhakti are the bhakti activities, the activities which are directly bhakti. For example, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the Lord. These are all svarupasiddha bhakti. You don't need to do anything. The activity in itself is bhakti. Whereas upashamana, we have to, other activities we have to connect to Krishna. And when you talk about mauna, for jnanis, mauna is very important. Mauna is very important because they don't talk, not unnecessarily, they don't talk at all. Mauna vrata. For devotees, mauna is talking only about Krishna and things which are related to Krishna. Stop prajalpa. Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam. So this is our mauna. So it has its application for devotees, as I mentioned now. And also, jnanis are also ultimately worshipping the Supreme Lord. Only one aspect of the Supreme Lord. So that's why it is relevant in that regard as well as mauna and upashamana for jnanis. Still, ultimately, they are also worshipping Krishna. Not directly, but an aspect of the Lord. Is that clear? Thank you.
Thank you, please.
Hare Krishna. Sivya.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class.
Thank you.
You mentioned how even at the sadhana level, at the start of bhakti, we can feel Lord Krishna's hand and that will take us back home, back to Godhead. But Prabhu, we see Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who knows his transcendental nature of his birth can come back to me. So should we be happy with the small reciprocations we get from him, or should we try to know him in full, which I think is not possible?
So his reciprocation is an impetus to do more, to be more dedicated. So we try to him more, because if we see reciprocation of Krishna, it gives that taste to serve him more. That's the reason we need to recognize the reciprocation of the Lord. Meaning we pray for something in Krishna service, not for material things. In Krishna service, and we see how Krishna reciprocates, right? We always see that. Maybe a difficult service, maybe doing this or that, we find it daunting, and then we pray to Krishna, please help me. We see that, okay, Krishna helps and we get that done. Then we should show gratitude to Krishna. We should thank Krishna. So by Krishna, so we are acknowledging, yeah, Krishna, kindly Krishna helped me, and that's why I was able to do this. So that will give us, actually solidify our understanding, our realization, oh yeah, Krishna actually helped, I experienced. So that will help us to do more service in a more dedicated fashion. So it's an ongoing journey.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thanks for the nice class.
Hare Krishna.
I've got two questions.
Yeah.
First one is, you mentioned about the Shruti and Smriti,
yeah,
where even if we don't have that, as long as we have bhakti, Krishna will protect us. Mm. Can you elaborate on that? Because it's,
yeah, here specifically mentioned about Shruti is the Vedas. Hardly do we know any Vedas, right? We can count the number of verses we may know in Vedas, you know. Maybe Nityo Nityanam, Chetana Chetananam, Ego Bhunam, Yobidhati Kaman. Maybe a few verses like that we may know. We don't know so many Vedic verses. Vedas in itself is so much. So we don't know a lot. And when it talk about Smriti, Smriti is also very elaborate. So Shruti, we can forget it. How many Upanishads do we know? Yes, we know. One Upanishad, if we know, we have read, studied. What is that? Sri Isha Upanishad. And how many mantras are there? 18. We are sufficient with that, right? Yeah. Sufficient. 18 mantras are enough. So we have only Sri Isha Upanishad, which is fine. Because Prabhupada has given everything in that Sri Isha Upanishad. Everything is there. All about devotion, about Krishna's reciprocation. Everything is there. It's amazing if you see the Isha Upanishad. So Shrutis, how much do we have? Very minimal, right? According to Vedic standard, do we know Shruti? No. One eye is already gone. Kana. Already one eye is gone. How about the next one? Next one is Smriti. How much Smriti do we know? How much Smriti means? How much Smriti is there? Do you know how much Smriti is there? Smriti means Puranas are part of the Smriti. Okay, let's only consider Puranas. How many? 18 Puranas are there, major Puranas. Then there are minor Puranas. Then there are Samhitas are there. Itihasas are there. How much is there? What are we talking about? It's a lot. Even Smriti is a lot. Manusmriti. Prabhupada quotes Manusmriti. We don't even know that. Then Samhitas are there. Yajnavalka Samhita. Only one Samhita we know. Brahma Samhita. That too, how much we know? One chapter. That's all we know. So the amount, but the point is, in whatever given, it is complete. We have Bhagavatam, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, and whatever Prabhupada has given, that is complete. But if we consider the Vedic standard, it is a lot more. So in that sense, we don't have so much of understanding, and that is not required. We have whatever is required for bhakti. For bhakti, everything completely we have. Not sufficient, more than sufficient we have. Right? More than sufficient we have. So that is the mention.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, in the verse it says, these great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, don't understand the true form of Lord Krishna.
Yeah.
You know, these are very highly advanced devotees. You know, Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. But what's the qualification that we have to understand Krishna's form?
Yeah, that is the qualification Prabhupada is giving. A pure devotee is giving by bhakti. Not only the Pandavas. Here, the verse is glorifying Pandavas, basically. Because Shiva and Brahma couldn't, but Pandavas could. So now, not only the Pandavas, but everyone who sincerely accepts the instruction of Krishna can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. Krishna assures that. Prabhupada assures that. So Prabhupada has given the process. Why? That is the strength of Parampara. What is our qualification? We don't have any qualification. Our qualification is how far we are following the Parampara. That is our qualification. If we have that, then we have qualification. Otherwise, no. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's not really a question, but maybe clarification. In this particular translation, Why is the true form he? Can't it be she? Why is the true form he? Can it not be she?
Okay. So gender is a material conception. Gender is a material conception. Now, that there is no need to describe. You all know about the material conception of gender. Now, male, female, let's understand the spiritual conception of male and female. Then it makes sense. Who is male? Who is Purusha? Purusha is the enjoyer and Prakriti is being enjoyed. Or servant is Prakriti and to be served is, one who is served is Purusha. So this is the spiritual understanding. So there is only one Purusha. Who is that? Supreme Lord. So he is Krishna. There was this Goswami and I think a conversation between a Goswami and I think Rupa Goswami and Mirabai one time. Mirabai wanted to get the audience. So I think Rupa Goswami, is what I heard, told that, I'm a sadhu, I don't meet woman. So then the question was asked, there is only one male in Vrindavan. It's Krishna. You understand? So it's he. So that is the ultimate understanding of he. Okay. Then, of course, we again, in Krishna's pastime, even in the spiritual world, there is gender. There is he and she in the spiritual world also. But that is not based on material gender. That is for the pastime and rasa. That is defined based on rasa. So that's why there are, in the spiritual world also, there are male devotees, there are female devotees. That is based on rasa. It has nothing to do with material he and she. It is beyond. Is that clear? Yeah. So we need to understand spiritual gender is not nothing to do with the body. Hare Krishna. Because we are spirit soul, we have nothing to do with this.
Supreme form that this talks about would then be a function of the devotee. The supreme form that this verse talks about.
It's Krishna's form.
Krishna's form would be a function of devotee because the way I visualize Krishna.
Very good point. Very nice. Yes. So generally, this is actually a common question people have. Very, very important question to understand. Because people do ask, is the form of the Lord, is it according to my imagination? Because we also do the painting of Krishna. We make sculptures. We install deities. Is it based on our imagination? Answer is no. The reason is, the Supreme Lord, he has descended to this world for a purpose, to show how he looks like. And the great sages, they wrote down how he looks like. And also Krishna's grandson himself made the initial deities of Krishna. So yes, if without revelation, it becomes imagination. But with revelation, it becomes absolute. And how can we see Krishna in the form of the Archa Vigraha? The process in itself is given by Krishna. So that's why if we accept the process given by Krishna, then it will not be imagination, rather it becomes authentic process. You getting the point? So that's why there is a difference between revelation and imagination. So can Krishna's form be understood? Yes. If Krishna reveals, we can understand. That's what Krishna says. We can understand? Yes, we can understand. Are we worshipping same Krishna, worshipping the deity? Yes. Because this is the process given by Krishna. If we make up a process, then it's a problem. But if the process is given by Krishna, then there is no problem. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, it's coming.
Thank you, Prabhu. You said there's a benchmark. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma is
yes.
a benchmark.
Yes.
And even they could not understand. Is it because of lack of knowledge?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. Two points. One, they can understand even Krishna as the Supreme Lord, but not exactly as Krishna as he is. Who is Krishna as he is? Vrindavan Krishna. So there is a difficulty. That's what happened to Brahma and even many other demigods. That is the point. Because of, to understand Krishna as he is, there's a particular flavor of devotion that is required. a particular intensity that is required. That is manifested by certain devotees, and that's why we can see superior to them are the Pandavas, superior to them as the Yadus, superior to them are the residents of Vrindavan, like that.
So in that sense, when Lord Himself chooses to interact with us, then we get more knowledge about Him, or do we endeavor on our own to find out more about Lord and then have more faith so we can grow in our...
Yes, it's our, the everywhere, our endeavor and Krishna's mercy is there. We endeavor to study Prabhupada's books. Why? The Prabhupada instructed us. It's a process in bhakti. Studying Srila Prabhupada's books is in itself is bhakti. It's an anga of bhakti, direct bhakti. And just reading in itself is enough? No. Bhaktiya bhagavadam grahyam na buddhya na jatikaya. Bhaktiya bhagavatam grahyam. One has to understand bhagavatam in while performing devotional service. My spiritual master makes this point. One should read bhagavatam in the fire of devotion service. In the fire of devotion service. So he says, you know, sometimes you distribute books, okay, whole day distribute books. Now you read bhagavatam, you'll understand. So maybe book distribution, many other services, but in devotion service one should study. Then one will understand. So there's endeavor and revelation is by Krishna's mercy. So both. We endeavor and we obtain the mercy of Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna has to give. So our endeavor will inspire Him to help us. Because we are serious, okay, then Krishna will give. Ultimately, Krishna has to give. We cannot just grab. It will be theoretical. Then we have to realize. So that we need Krishna's help. Surat Satam, he is a Surat. Yesterday also the word was mentioned, Surat Satam, he is the ever well-wishing friend of the devotee. So he will remove the unwanted things and give the knowledge like that. Okay, thank you. Gandharachim Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jayantai.